This morning I'm turning to the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I read to you verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. And then obey Yeshua, yes, I'm not free. Hebrew 4, Romano, chapter 12. Now we read verse 29. Now say, Yankupono, or ye, a jar or shear. Our God is a consuming fire. So these are texts for this morning. And the subject is God is a consuming fire. Yes, I'm more. I wish I had not obeyed in actual Hebrew 12:29. Now, the age now, so I share your senior coupon or your jar, Eshia. Or your jar, Eshia. Before I come for us to think further on this verse, let's just look what the whole passage in this chapter, the whole chapter, is an exhortation for believers to persevere in the Christian life. The American is answer by share verse here over verse 29. Hebrews chapter 12 here in Kenya someone near a church of one or a church book no all can edia share Christopher in Christ or Munkoso. No Munya, Munkoso, a mom Christ Abra, but no more a moon part about an answer, ma, a more abemundu. Then some more Kaddish show in Christ. And because there are ways of sin to obstruct their way, he tells us in verse 1, wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, let us rather be patient with the race that is set before us. So he tells Christians that there are ways of sin that will obstruct our way, but we have to move on. We should not stay in the life of sin. We should have to move. And also, he says that the Lord's chastisement are there for believers which are painful to bear. In the Christian life, verse 5 to verse 11, I will just read to you verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint not when thou art rebuked of him. So he reminds believers that we have a weight of sin, and also God's chastisement to correct us, as sometimes we may sleep in sin. We may have to come after us with his word of correction. It was also captured in Christ of course. When you are aware, we are seeing we ever high in Christ to Abraham. When it sounds so. Yankupon so twen wo ho ebe tetene yen se to bonim na se e aso din a. But then he also reminded believers of the privileged position they have, or they have been brought into, as they have been made citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem through Jesus Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant under the dispensation of grace. And we have here from 22 to 24, he tells us about that. And this privilege of believers is far, far glorious than which the people of Israel had under the Old Testament, and that theirs was a dispensation of the law, where each transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense of reward from God Himself. There sounds so kind to say, and the present Christopher Abraham, if you say TVRC, one name where Abraham will be higher. And so see a and I have one so can so home a bet sent to yay. But we know sounds so cast it. It sounds so crystal for those. I'm your mother home more say, you know. If you have a point, be a tibia, a young power, if you say, Christophobia, go a Christonia, what the Christophobia, what the Lincoln, a baba here, Obia, or car, or one, the castle, or heavenly Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I was from a young coupon call for Rebecca Hobby. Yes, Christo, also in the now former star, a Christophonia, or in the now for the ma, a pamphona, a book, or a yama, ye Christopher. Now, Sir Pamphoya, a book, or a embra, a friend, a dom embra, our ye, Eddie Amain. A Sam Ray Muno, embra, a new young crass in Israel, 40 to know, emra nyankopɔ wo de ne mra ma wo na ye mra embre no because omo mre no aso din bia no nyankopɔ twi aso din aso immediately ti no san so aka kai christopher so jina bia nyankopɔ de wa beji na beka cho se in some can we say christopher on christ say Christ abra won e din de nenso nyankopɔ de beji na jina bia bia eso ne ni. Now, although because this dispensation of grace, where Christ has gone on Himself when He went to the cross of Calvary to die for sin, He bore upon Himself the God's wrath for all sinners who believe in Him. Sa emre if I don't remember Christo, or the twenty also if you say or Calvary na or sanso kwa jibo den huwa so carry twenty so emma the boy ni biara or the rebel shed the mulwaje den kwano. Despite that we are in the dispensation of grace, yet the terrible wrath and the vengeance of God is still the same. You see, so that's what he's encouraging us, and he's warning also that yewo adomombre Christo ewuwa mabone wa oba be Christo edi no edi bone be cho mo be yakopon ne ba ma so ba ye Christo dia enso yakopon ne bufu show any base mo tia mo ne ka no enfi ho ko ye. It's still there. The pastor is telling us. You see, it's still there. Because he will tell us that the reason why he said God is a consuming fire, he was encouraging believers to serve God with reverence and godly fear in verse 28. Gente okati yankupon ye ja o she no. Na o encourage Christopher say no achen so say Christopher yesum urade e wo a ferrier and then you're struggling. If you say you're a so in the cross, what I don't want, you sure at the Obama one and enquire. So that's what he's trying to draw our minds to. But then I'm sure there are many who claim to be Christians today, but their God is not a true and a living God who is a consuming fire. And if I embrace so many Christopher and then some, when you begin to pass on, you're a coupon. Why am I saying that? If their God is a consuming fire, they will fear Him. They will reverence Him. And every word of His, they will not joke with it. The American said, Nipado dobre bre, so mu nyan kupon, eni nyan kupon ya, babu chel, so no ni, or the bufo, to say, eche eche noa. Aka, na sem biya, mbesu, na sem, aka, aka kupo, ebi di na sem wuchi. Because He has never changed. Listen to the manifestation when Moses saw, go closer to that glory which was manifested on Mount Sinai. In the same chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 21, we are told, and so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Yesu Moses, Imra, Yahu Poba, Mount Sinai, no, bear, no. That, okay, we just mentioned, sure, but handy a chair and said, that was Moses said, oh, no, I'm not sure. Sometimes we read Moses went for the law, and as if he just went for it. We have to, Moses was what? He said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Moses said, I can't stand for that mushroom. If he said, Israel, for you, I know Moses, my uncle, Frank, I can't stand for mushroom. But Moses, the Kwaji Ba, and Brandon Ba, but I said, Moses, cried no mushroom. But then, the God's word written in the word of in the Bible is the same. You see, God don't need to speak to us from the sky for us to be shaken. No, His word, if we read or hear it, if truly we know Him, it will shake us. Because we realize this is that terrible God who speaks to us through His word. You see, the same God whose voice shook Mount Sinai, that we have to do with our sins. Now, go for now, in the Bible, catch us up. Cast up through my Mount Sinai, shake here. We see any giant human son I saw, I don't know who form. Understand the actual one. He's the same God. God has never changed, and His word has never changed. So, if we know Him, and that we are His, then as the Hebrew says, we have to serve Him with reverence and godly fear. In verse 20, I mean, from verse 28. Because God has never relaxed His terror against sin. Now, coupon, nebu for showing ne mesu mutia bonekano, on gumukra. Because I have explained that, why are we able to come and have that happiness to come to? Because Christ has died for sin. If I come to God, trusting in Him, yielding my life of sin to Him, yielding my life to Him, and He forgives me and He saves me, I can have that liberty to come to God. And yes, I must come with reverence and godly fear. God has never changed. You know, many churches, they say, when they are doing their worship and praise, whatever, they say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So people can jump and do whatever they want. No. God is still the same God who is a consuming fire. You see? God is the same God. And that if we know Him, we will fear Him. See, people, there are many, many who call themselves Christians today, but the word of God is nothing to them. Yes, tell them they hear, they read, they don't even feel that, oh, this is the word of God and I feel short of it. Oh, God, help me. No, there's nothing like that. And when I pray, so many of you so far, but now who wants them, and she gives them grass. Oh, my kind, I think I'm going to write the one. And then, all Christians who have one with me, this is David. What's it there? What kind of idea? No! God, the same God. And so this is what the text is reminding us. For our God is a consuming fire. And well, this is a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. See, the same way Moses, God gave his word to Moses, and he reminded them of his right to obey him. And be careful in his way because the consuming fire, we are told here. You see, we are not under the law and in the Old Testament, we are under the dispensation of grace where we can come pray to Him because if we have trusted Jesus Christ, He has forgiven us of our sins. God has nothing against us. There's now no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus. Woman or Christ, so, if truly you have believed in Jesus, He has saved you. Yes, God is a cosmic Father. I can come to Him. And come in, I come in reverence and godly fear, knowing that God has nothing against me, you see. But if I am not though among those that Christ has saved, where this fear of God is struck in my heart, then God is still a consuming fire to me. And as I said, this is given as a reason for Christians to serve God with reverence and godly fear. This was given to Christians, not even unbelievers. This is a warning to Christians. This passage was written to Christians to warn them of who God is. You know, nowadays, Christianity, people think, God can be worshipped anyhow, and people can just imagine things and then they offer to God. No. God is a consuming fire. He is very mindful and very careful of His ways. And if we will know Him, then we should really seek to know Him. Now, God is a consuming fire. This shows that God's terrible wrath and vengeance against sinners. That's what it means. Nyankupon, say, can Nyankupon ye ja? Echese, Nyankupon nebu for show, and Mesma utria boneka, and Mesma no yeshe. So that's what it means. You know, I've heard many who claim to be Christian, when they are speaking against their quote unquote enemies, wow, God is a consuming fire. No, thinking that, well, if people attack us, God will deal with them, you bend them. No. It is a warning to me. It's a warning to you. It's not more. Yes, it is who He will deal with our enemies if we are Christians. But we who want to be covered by this consuming fire should be those who are not also God's enemies. Then so no, say the question for the Yankupon, the Nija Oshie, ejina eti ada etamfo then no say eye nkonfo so eye nkonfo eye nkonfo etamfo. You see, if we can claim God, our God, this God as our God, and that is a consuming fire, then we should be those who are not his enemies, because this nature of God is against all sinners. Every sin, it doesn't matter where the sin is, whether it's in his people or not in his people. You see, that's why the writer here reminds us of the chastening rod of God against his people. Isn't that? And some kind of kind or senior coupon chin in Marshall. There's not much time for me to read the whole passage about the chastening of God's children. Or senior coupon chin in Marshall. So that if his children disobey him as a consuming fire, he will correct them. He will purge them with his fire. He will correct them with his rod. You see, and it's painful, you see. And the Christian life is a joyful one, it's a happy one. But it's a life that God trains his children. Well, here there was a comparison that we are corrected by our earthly parents. But God corrects us for heaven good. You see, when our parents correct us in this world, yes, for this life, so that we can have a good character to live and become good people, it doesn't take us to heaven. But God's correction of his children is to correct them for heaven, to make them holy, to make us taste of his holiness. So, God being a consuming fire, that's what it means for believers. You see, people, many who claim to be Christians are so careless about God and his ways. I know God is a consuming fire. And if I have this thing always in my mind, I wake up in the morning and the things of the Lord, well, I feel sluggish. I say, oh, God is a consuming fire. My God expects me to do things right. Else he'll come and correct me. I will not joke with this. I will cry to him. You see? The life of a Christian is a life of seriousness. You see? It's a life of seriousness. That's why we are told in Hebrews, in Proverbs, he said that sluggard, go and learn of the ants. I said, "Quite your four, quite your question, Christian fee, ants, and take your home. Mesima, prepare the new mouth, or any quite before." For the Christian life, we are told to look at the ants. He's not, the ant is a small, creature. They are not lazy. See, the pro gives us how they prepare their food in their season. And as a believer, if you are a believer here, the Christian life is not a lazy life. I should be all around a Christian. And I always say that there's only one category of Christians that will go to heaven. First Christian, second, third, no. So you see, I have to read the Bible. I have to say, do I fit in this? Do I fit for heaven? The Bible can reach me up for heaven and now. See, there's no. This passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where it speaks about the work of the ministry, where it said that those who build upon Christ, hay and stable to be burned. Some take it for, like, oh, there could be a Christian whose life is so bad, probably he will save. God will purge away that, but he'll go to heaven. No! If I'm a Christian, then I should read what the Bible says over Christians. And I should be that. Else I'll fall short. As the Lord Jesus Christ said, that day will come when many will say, Lord, Lord, we did this in your name. Lord, Lord, we were this. But I never knew you. You were cursed of iniquity. Oh, that each one of us will strive if you want to go to heaven. We should not joke with this God who is a consuming fire. Who never jokes even with his children? Who never jokes with anyone? His ways are always the same. He never changes. Okay, so as we think further about this morning, I'll compare and also contrast physical fire with the terror of God's wrath against sinners. The say apostle yeah jung yes young Paul said Bible said or yeah a ja oshiano. A idea as a to young phone book shion. And to me so my better to the ja said the book miss me jack here no to young people so I said, baby, cry, who can push you? And he said, Jankasa, but they go beyond that, you see. And so when we say God is a consuming fire, it talks about his terrible wrath and vengeance against God. They can't have a jar or share. They will show up any more, you have one year for a car, which you can hear, you know. And don't see that, you can't say. So the first thing is that I'm sure we know that often when fire breaks out, they are unexpected. Me sure say mere breeze ja e sha se a ye ni ndale ja sha se e bia light of one na peja. Then people are running and as they be a bushfire for obi ask jacket to be you want say ja like say na obi e jani. I'm sure we can remember nowadays we thank God that there's less news about our market being burnt by fire. See, put that Najwa when you better how much just oh market waste. We are unexpected, and especially if you listen to the news about this war with U.S. and Ukraine, today here oh, they bombed this ship and depends that they bombed this place. Fire often comes unexpected. You see, it is the same with the wrath of God. Eja, emere bre no eba ni penin da so na aba. Sadly, I go point able to share here. Suddenly, God's wrath breaks out upon sinners when they least expect it. Emere bre ni angu point able to share. At the boyo fo omu kosuji omu bona na na ni able to share bomo so. He doesn't tell them when his wrath is coming to them. On kanjira the boyo ni biya emere leja ni able to about David. Omu kosuji omu bona na na ni able to share about so. I'm sure we can remember. In the book of Prophet Daniel, the account of this king called Belshazzar, king of Babylon. This king was defiling the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. When Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, I think great grandfather, went to destroy, by God's punishment of Israel, he went to destroy the people of Israel and destroy the temple, but he took the vessels, the instrument they were used to worship, I mean, to do the sacrifices and everything to Babylon. And this Belshazzar was, I mean, a grandson of this Nebuchadnezzar. And well, he has conquered many nations and he thinks he was prosperous. And he went to fetch these cups. So there were some with golden cups. He was celebrating a feast. He brought these cups and himself, his wife, his concubines, and his captain sat down to drink wine with these cups that they brought from Jerusalem. And after they had drunk, we are told in Daniel chapter 5, verse 4, they drank wine and prayed the gods of gold and of silver and of brass and of iron and of wood and of stone. Among this time, Yahupon, but the normal say we know now we don't tell us no muji or mabusuma aye. See, they were just provoking God, you see. This rule God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to take these things to Babylon. But God has not deserted his way and his things. God never deserted them. It was a punishment for the people of Israel. And of course, Abel Shazai, Israel, Jerusalem, Babylon. Or the numbers, caps, golden caps, in the temple. Or no, our father numbers. Or then the year numbers, the plan for the penny. Why if it's only numbers, they are okay. Or maybe we are not so. I knew they are more bosom. But we are told that soon a sign of God's presence appeared, and he was terrified. His whole body shook. Let me read you Daniel chapter 5, verse 5 to 6. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thought troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosened, and his knees smote one against another. And you know the end of that verse. That night his kingdom was overtaken. Babylon kingdom no above him. The kingdom of Babylon collapsed that very night. You see? But it was sudden that also. He never thought God would act. The God, I mean, this is a picture of God being a consuming fire. He comes quickly and sinners are troubled. I'm sure we know that there are many instances where sinners, by surprise, have been struck with fear in their conscience. I'm sure each one of us, I think when we were kids, maybe you went to store some food and you are caught, and immediately ask, then you are struggling. Or you want to eat fish in a stew and You and well, you have about four or five brothers. You think nobody saw you. But the minute they ask of it, you begin to shook. You see, because sometimes you have to go and tell the truth. Because in your case, it's easier for us to be moved to that. So, how, and there are many. And you know, often, the weight of this surprise, you know, some people have been struck with this shock and they die out of it. I'm sure you have heard many dying out of such kind of instances. A liar discovered. A thief arrested. Well, what could we have done? Why is that 10 years? But one night when he's arrested, then everything. Salam. And also this one, a pregnancy that exposes a fornicated secret sin. So the young girls when they're growing up, and if they pick a secret sin of fornication, they may be hiding it from their parents. I'm sure you have heard many. By and by, then they get pregnant, and they are surprised. All this and many. All secret sin of men, when it is covered, it brings surprise and it brings a shock. And all these tormenting surprises of sinners are God's terror against them. It isn't by chance that people are discovered for their sin. I say, Nipa, the boy is in the boy, and I say, Bibi Tune, if you and I say, when you are so true, and yes, be a old, and a man is told, Yankupon Amatuna. God is the judge of the whole earth. You see, the terror that torments sinners when they are caught, it's the work of God. It's a sign of his vengeance against sin. That he will not let sinners go unpunished. And that's in Numbers chapter 32, verse 20. That's why everyone with a secret sin, the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Bible, a warning will be or your bonnet any down for so gem will not share. Oh, Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. Not share your bonnet, but you are mine. Your sin will find you out. See? If you don't want to yield up your life of sin to Christ to save you, to purge you, to make you free from sin, by and by your sin will find you out. Well, you may die uncovered or undiscovered. Yes. People may die in their sickness and undiscovered. But we are told of the terribleness that will strike sinners at the end of the world when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to punish sinners. But Bible says that it did be better. Yes, we should be saying that. I'll be trying to buy him for now. So now, Saturday, I had to buy him for now. It will be a day that all, it doesn't matter if you hate your sin or not, that day will expose every sinner. Because that's the day of judgment. The world will come to an end. And God will bring every sin to remembrance. See? So, we may live in sin and keep it and hide it from the eyes of men, but no, God has seen it. Well, somebody was the world for me. Well, I'll play around. Maybe he doubts there's even God. I know. You continue living in your sin and die in your sin. The day of judgment is coming, you see. Because so people can say, maybe they are old. They are back. Well, maybe they are smart. Because they are born. Because so, I die at Temuda and Beduno. Now, I won't say that. Bonnie Bian Zuma. I'm sure in people we have Bonnie Zuma. That's what it means. I don't know how, but that's what it means. Yes, it may be hidden in the eyes of men, but not in the eyes of God. That's what it means. Bonnie Zuma. You see, we may hide it from men, but not from God. Bonnie and Zuma. And this terribleness of that day, it's described for us in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. And we are told, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every born man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Please, can you repeat for me? Who shall be able to stand? Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. Chapter 6, verse 15 to 17.
Na asasi so anyepo ndi patesi ye na so pohe na kwo na ho atempo ni kwo na kishie ni na mute muta akutai ni kwo mu akutai ni na wakati ya lipo ni akutai nse muta ya nso mfanye muta ikwiti ya kwati angan so no ni egama no ebufu no ikwese ebufu takasie no edu na mwai kuruti ni na
the bullfrog that can see me. This is what? The lamb. This is the same lamb of God that took away the sin of the world when he died on the cross of Calvary. But this same lamb of God will come as a terror to sinners, to all who never sought him to save them, all who rejected of that grace that is abundant in our time. He will come as a terror. The same lamb will come as a terror. I'm sure, sir, if you remember, and yet, I want to win. But yes, Christo, as the poor Jama, remember? Yesterday, we went to the Accra Zoo, and I'm sure in the zoo, the most fascinating area is where they go into the lions. You see, where everybody gets everybody, they shake, everybody, oh, they have been caged with whatever. But you stand there, you see the roar, and you are shaking. See, the terribleness of Christ is more than that, you see. The terribleness of the lamb is more than that. A grandma no ni hu odo be wi aso no so sense a. Si se e hwe ndata no e wo akra zu no ana ndo e ko obi aso obi ahwe. Yakopon no ba no ne mesma e hu odo be wi aso wo bone ho no so sense a. Oh that sometimes I think and I wonder, well, some people maybe because they be tired and one of them sleep, but people can sit and hear the word of God and sleep. You see, a sinner before God, the Almighty God of all creation, who one day you have to stand and account for your sin and life, you're safe. Look at Moses' head, he shook. You see, people are daring. When we hear the word, some they may be, well, their bodily condition is fine, and then one off, they may be dozing off because they are not feeling better. But to always sit under the word of God and sleep, it's like you are daring God. I don't think God will save anyone who always sleep when he hears us. God will never sleep such. Because, wow, you talk to a person and he's sleeping off. You yourself, how will you feel? You see, but as I said, there will be terror. And if we know that terror, we will never joke with the word of God. You see? We will always open our eyes and ears when we hear his word. Moses shook and trembled. What about you? Moses. Bible so thing and me ask them that hope now. As a old there's a way, as a you are daring God. You see? You are daring God. You dare God. But then all sins will be discovered. Though when they are discovered, may die out because I'm sure the people pray. You're born by a dream now, because we are in the. But the day of judgment, the terror of sin will never die out. If you ask me, when you betray your soul, you are not well, you be able to. But I tell you that you do. You see what you read in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 to 17? Categories of all the categories of people, great men, poor men, born men, free men. They say, oh, mountains, fall on us. From where? The mountains will run away, and all will stand. And all will stand before this great and mighty God. There are many also, when they sin, they try to shut their conscience. well, walk upon you, and then branch your bones of the if he's a shan of some upon you, then it's here. No. Friend, think about your sin. Think about what you have done. Never shrug it off. Because one day, the Lamb and his wrath will come. How will you stand? How many minutes, how many hours did you enjoy your sin? But the terrible you can never even remember that you have ever enjoyed sin. It will be gone. You see? My second thing is that fire consumes and burns physical things, but God's wrath is able to consume both physical and spiritual. I'm sure they say they share the air in this world. But you have to share a sick both in this world, the air, and you are a new one. That is how it is terrible. It can take hold of spirit. It can torment Satan and demons. And it can torment the soul of man. A sacral. I've won summoning the demons, you know. A cure my soul. A soul. Because I'm with a body I'm with a tomb of people. I'm on train and then I hope a cure my soul. See, the book will show us some. It's in the world, some people say God. So long as we have Satan and demons, it shows us the wrath of God. They are doomed, and they are waiting for their final doom. I am going to show the sounds of Sunday for Kramu, then the Pantomin Jinnah Honyan Hoshe. And he's able to destroy both body and soul in hell. I am going to show to meet the Nipa, and then Nipa Kra, the Kogun Samjim. See? It will not only burn your physical body, it will burn your soul. I'm sure we know how conscience can serve. I'm saying, if you are a Muslim, you know how many people, some may not be out of sin, but we have known somebody who has been there, when you recall this stress, so the name. What's in the name? Mental agony. And in hell, people have that agony and bigger than that forever. You see, so it's a serious matter. God is able to destroy both body and soul in hell, and so let's just try to say we should fear Him, and not man who only can. Only destroy the body. Man can kill, but God can permit people to kill. But man cannot kill the soul. Nipa be to me okun. If you have to my fighting nipa okun. But nipa to me okun or crash. You see, only God can destroy. And the death of a soul is not that like physical death. It's being separated from any love and mercy of God. Where trouble and anguish through the soul. That's the death of a soul. They can't cry. When they cry, they will see somebody for the that's the death of a soul. Because I care who had done it here. So let's never think that one day our souls will die. No. The death of a soul is in that state of anguish and separation from God. And that's what sinners will be when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. My third thing, the last one, is that no fire is unquenchable. I'm sure some of we heard of the bushfires of California, and then I'm sure every year it goes, when it comes, it goes off. California, US, maybe California, say, well, be a church mission, and I think Australia also. But as she says, even volcanoes are Nippon to mean doom, no crown, and who are they? A joke. But God's wrath. When poured out against us, devils and all repentance, and the day of judgment shall never be quenched. Now, who can never show so sure God upon your force, and your bones summoning a home one is so our that and would know. And do that. When that day of final wrath of God is switched on, nobody will turn it off. Nobody can quench it, you see. It will burn and burn and burn forever. The Lord Jesus Christ. Who is a lamb who will come to thee? He knows this. And he wants every sinner to flee from God's wrath and to repent. And he said in Mark chapter 11, verse 43 to 44, look at what he said. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life, maimed, than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. This is the same God Christ, the Son of God, who come and burns in. He said that, Sir, one son, a hawa, try to me. Eh, better, so be call and quant more now be one son, a cha, since I'll be called one son, Jim, a jar, you do me that, why, in some so called moon, I do me that. And what the implication is that every life of sin, not a physical hand, you see, else says, where your foot is talking about that part of the body, but so that everything that obstructs every sin, be sure that you will seek grace to cut it off. So that you repent, calling for repentance and seeking forgiveness from Him. Else, you go to judgment. He will come to judge us. And He will cast you into that hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they say, well, God is no so wicked to punish people in eternal hell. Their words and the words of Christ, which is true. Christ said, the fire that shall not be quenched. And they say, oh, God cannot punish sinners like that. So they are saying that God is not true to His word. No. These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Christ. Jehovah says, for and even because, oh, this will tell you that it's not merely physical fire. You see, hell is not merely physical fire. Torment, as it is. And God is able to do that. And always, demons, Satan demons, they will be there. So if they say God cannot punish sinners, what do they mean? Satan demons, what would they be? God has never said that. Satan demons, well, he will let them know. He said they will be in hell forever. See, so God is able. These demons, and they were angels. Huh? And these angelic beings were better than us. Why do I say that? They were in heaven. They were glorious. They were powerful. And they can do better things. I mean, they can serve God better than us. But when they sin, God cast them off. And they are waiting for that final doom. And you say, oh, God is so merciful. It is God is merciful. But He has what? Put His things in order. If He says this and you do that, He has His way. You see? Even as we are humans, we can say, for me, I don't like this, I like that. And we go strictly by that. What about God? God, the Lord Jesus Christ wants us. Now be careful that because of something, sin, a life of sin, and then a love of sin, you continue with your life in sin, and you perish, and your whole body, your whole soul is cast into hell. How many hours, how many minutes, how many years and months do you enjoy sin? In fear, I'm rahing, and as a month has hanging out, what do you do? But think of eternal hell. And let this one shake you. Because these are the words of Jesus Christ. He said that a fire that is not quenched. I'm sure a giant doom with that. And there's no word so plain as this. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about hell more than any of the writers of the New Testament. This Christopher when some Jim who has the Sian for more mature New Testament media. Because He knows what it is. Why will the Son of God come from to leave His glory above? To come and take human nature as a servant, a poor being, to live and die. It tells us the terribleness of all sinners. And then you have to put on when you nyam of stroke, and by before his soup, no brain what I want to be. When He missed my bonnet here, He knows that if He did not die, none of us can ever escape the terrible wrath of God. Friends, now, as God's wrath is a consuming fire, then every sinner must never be comfortable in sin. Basically, I'm going to go on the book with Shui. As he said, a jaya, a shui. Then, my boy, any beer, any enjoy the bonnet. See, the liar, the all sorts of lust, the lies, the sort of lies, the pride, the greed, all sins that are upon every sinner, he must bring it to Christ. She must bring it to Christ. He only can. Well, he died and paid for sinners' death. But in Nibia, one year down, so how about you soon change? Because I don't know what that woman bunny, I don't know why the bunny wants to change. Only he can help. Only he. Because, you know, the day is coming when you cannot enjoy that sin again. A Debbie Ba, one year when it's a man, you know, one for Homer Christian. When you do a bunny movie, I'm sure when we are even sick in our life, the things that were pleasing to us by sin never pleases again. And I say, Yarin Kwa, and your mother be a bunny man, be a DJ, and you see, and think of it. The day when Christ comes, sin will not be enjoyable anymore. If you not repent of your sin, then you can never escape God's wrath. So once I came, if you born in one, you can go to me, and you will feel. Oh, friend, that I hope that if you have not repented, you repent and come to Jesus Christ. Yield your heart to Him, ask Him to save you. Find refuge in Him, hide in Him, never hide in your sin. Never live in a secret sin. Rather, run to Christ and hide in Him. You see? Yield your life to Him. He can give you strength and power to overcome your sin. Open the mouth to me. Run to Him if you have not run to Him. Because the day is coming. And He alone is able to shield sinners from God's wrath. Open the mouth to me. You see? I'm sure this by this current wars in our world, we have been hearing about air defense systems and show that. And I'm sure the best of all the air defense systems, so there's penetration of bombs, that also in the Holy Spirit. But when the Lord Jesus Christ covers us against the wrath of God, nothing. God will not, God's justice cannot reach, God's mercy has his justice. Mercy has consumed justice. And then we become his people, and that the judgment of God cannot reach us because he has taken upon himself the punishment due to our sin. See, by the way, Christ, my own good for showing us such a no, and can you say, Christ, why keep one of us to change their mind? What joy it is that you know Christ and you have found him, you place your heart and life in his hand. Lord Jesus Christ, he died for sinners on the cross of Calvary, so that all who believe in him will save them from the wrath to come. Yes, Christ will walk Calvary, send the answer to my body. So, what about you? Nothing, you know, about your way. If you show now, help anymore. If you have not come to him, come to him now. Confess your sins to him. He's able to save you from all sins. Yes, Christ will. What does he say? So, I'm in chain, I'm in chain. For rushing himself, would rush in the moon sooner, sir, and your papa, calling champion. If indeed you have come, you think you have gone to him, but you are still not sure, go to him and be sure. You see, I'm sure nobody, none of us here, if somebody has transaction with us and we are not sure of it, we'll give ourselves to it. So, you see, the same way, if we are not sure of our salvation, we should not just put it off, make sure we're going to Christ. It is only in him that sinners are saved. But let's remember, for our God is a consuming fire. His standard against sinners has never changed.